Good evening, everyone. Tonight's learning is sponsored by Michelle Schwartz in memory of her mother, Fega Bas Aaron, Zichrona Levracha, and by Beth and Ronnie Stern in memory of Ronnie's mother, Miriam Gittel Bas Yitzchak HaKohen, Zichrona Levracha. Earlier this week, we finished discussing what one can do in terms of disposal of the Dalad Minim. What are halachically acceptable ways when you're a Dalad Minim after Sukkot, and they're still sitting on your dining room table? How exactly are you supposed to dispose of them in a halachically appropriate way? And we discussed the fact that from a halachic standpoint, it is permissible to wrap them in some kind of single plastic covering in order to ensure that they're not going to be in direct contact with tinofes, with anything that's dirty or that will soil them, because that would be constitute a bizoy mitzvah. So as long as they're in their own container, their own contained unit or wrapping, that would be sufficient, and then you can deposit it with the trash because that would not constitute a bizoy mitzvah. But we noted that there are several minhagim about what one should do with the dalad minim, not what one can do in order to dispose of the dalad minim, but what one should do with them. And there are indeed two minhagim that are quoted in Shulchan Aruch, in different parts of the Shulchan Aruch, as to what one should do with the dalad minim. Now, what's interesting is that neither of them, I would say, are the most common minhag that's out there for what to do with the dalad minim. What do most people say you should do with your dalad minim? Burn them with chametz. That's what most people would tell you. If there's a minhag of what you should be doing with your dalad minim, it would be to burn it with chametz. Interestingly, that's not one of the two that's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch. In Tavreish Samach Dalet Siftes, the Shulchan Aruch says, Yesh misha omer she'azer lehanos min ha'arava la'achar netilasa im lo hisna ala meyukara delukula yoma iskatzoi lemitzvasa. He says, according to some, the arava that we use on Hoshana Rabbah is hukza lemitzvasa. It's a concept called mutza machmas mitzvah, and therefore you can't receive hana'ah from it. And then the Ramah comments, Nagu lehatznia ha'hoshanos. The minhag is to hide the hoshanos for 6 months. La'afias matzos. He says you should use it to bake your matzah, interestingly. He says that you use it for the baking of matzos. Kedei la'asos ba mitzvah. He's quoting from the Ma'arivayel and the Maharil in order so that you should do another mitzvah. The basic idea is you want to use your dalad minim because they've already been used for one mitzvah. You want to try to use them for another mitzvah. And interestingly, the mitzvah that the Ramah quotes is baking matzos. Remember, there was a time not so long ago when everyone baked their own matzos. That's unheard of, how chas v'shalom, you're going to put your matzos in a chametz oven. So back in the day, people would bake their own matzos and they would use the dalad minim for it. Now, nowadays, I think the minhag that's become more popular is using it for biur chametz. Now, that has sources too. It's brought down by the Beis Yosef, even though it doesn't make its way into Shulchan Aruch. And certainly for those of us who don't bake our own matzos, it would be another way of ensuring that it is used for another mitzvah around Pesach time. Of course, this is not explicit in the Shulchan Aruch either, but the fact that we tie Sukkot to Pesach is absolutely appropriate as well. We know that there are many, many connections between the two Yomim Tovim. The Gemara presents to us a Gzera Shava Tesvav, because both holidays happen on the 15th of the month, 15th of Tishrei and Pesach and Nisan respectively. We end up with lots of halachic connections between them. And this is not necessarily a halachic connection, but alpi minhag, you do have that connection as well. The other minhag of what to do with the dalad minim is mentioned in Simon Reish Tzam Tzadi Zayin, in a very different part of Orach Chaim. There, the Mechaber is talking about dine besamim lehavdala. What should you use as besamim for havdala? And the Shulchan Aruch says, Nahagu levarech al hahadas kol hecha de'efshar. This is in Sif Dalet. The Mechaber says you should try to make a bracha on a hadas whenever it is feasible or possible to do so. The Mishnah Berurah commenting on that says pirish dishel lulav. He's not saying that in general you have to look for hadasim to serve as your besamim. You could have anything serve as your besamim. When does he say that you should specifically seek out hadasim to serve as your besamim? When we are dealing with the hadasim, that were used together with your lulav. And he gives the same justification, same logic that we said a moment ago. Kivan de is avid be chada mitzvah, liavid be mitzvah achrisa, because you already did one mitzvah with it, we try to use it for another mitzvah. Mishnah Berurah himself notes that you can't do that on Sukkot itself, because on Sukkot itself, once again, the hadas is hukta l'mitzvah, so you're using it for the mitzvah of dalad minim, you should not use it for havdalah. And the Ramah himself notes that you should also be careful that when you are using this, make sure that it still has a lot of reyach. He says, v'yesh omrim de'ein levarech ala hadas hayavesh, de'eino me'riach. You have to make sure that you can really still smell it if you want to make a bracha on it, but that is a second minhag as to what you do. You use it for your havdalah. Now, just parenthetically, there are other minhagim that people do, not necessarily to dispose of the dalad minim, but with their dalad minim after Sukkot. The most famous of which, presumably, I think, is the throwing of the aravos on top of the Aron Kodesh, which is a very prevalent minhag that many people do after Hoshana Rabbah. It's not entirely clear what the basis of the minhag is. It's quoted in a tshuva of the Maharsham, but we don't really know what the reason for it is. Some people suggest it's because we said that they're tashmishei mitzvah and you can't have a minhag bizayon, they can't go on the floor and nobody should step on them, so we put them in an extra special place in order to ensure that nobody steps on them. It's an explanation, but it leaves questions. Number one, if that's the justification for it, then why specifically the Aravos? And not the rest of the Dalaminim. They're also Tashmishei Mitzvah. And number two, you don't want people to step on it. So the only place you can find this on top of the Aron Kodesh, like that's going to become your storage place to make sure that people don't step on it. So it's a little bit strange. Some suggest that it's because of the Minhag in the Beis HaMikdash. They had a special Arava on the Mizbeach. So maybe it's a Zecher to the Arava ala Mizbeach. So that does explain why specifically the Aravos. It doesn't necessarily explain why the Aron Kodesh. Remember, we circle around seven times because of that Arava as well. But what do we circle around? We don't circle around the Aron Kodesh. We circle around the Bima. So the symbolism doesn't necessarily add up.
Circling around the Sefer Torah.
Circling around the Sefer Torah. So the Sefer Torah is there. So maybe, okay, maybe that's actually a nice Hesber. But that's another Hesber that's given. Finally, I must say, because my Talmidim in North Shore would be upset at me if I didn't say it, there's a Sigula to take one of the leaves of the Arava that you beat off of the Arava and put it in your wallet. Sigula for Parnasa. Yihareg v'al yavor, yeah, right? Pretty good. So that's very important to make sure that you do it. As I always told them, you know, if it was a sigula for Banim Talmidei Chachamim, then I have a feeling that people wouldn't be so makbid about it, but it's a sigula for Parnasa. So everybody make sure that they have the Arava leaf in their wallet. So that's, again, another minhag that's brought down, that people will do that as a sigula for Parnasa. But whatever we do, we should make sure that we dispose of it in a proper halachic way. We should try to use it for another mitzvah if we can, and we should be zocha to do, indeed, many more mitzvos over the course of the year until next Sukkot.